The ANZ Bank says it's had to deal with sophisticated fraud involving fake payslips in cleaning up its car finance business. The bank's representatives have appeared at the Financial Services Royal Commission this morning. Our senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is covering the hearing and he joins me now. Peter, we've heard today that ANZ has had problems with some brokers and dealers in the car loan business, but also with some shady practices by customers.
That's right, Rachel. And ANZ sold its Asanda car loan business to Macquarie Bank back in 2015. But this morning, the Royal Commission heard that the ANZ was aware of dodgy practices before that, once again driven by car dealers rushing to get hefty commissions for signing buyers up to ANZ Bank. Car finance. ANZ was fined $5 million earlier this year after admitting that the old Asanda business breached responsible lending laws. Now, after selling Asanda, ANZ introduced a 55-minute test where car finance brokers had to score 100% to sell ANZ finance products. But ANZ executive Guy Mendelson said there was quite a bit of pushback and that 500 out of 4,000 brokers were disaccredited because they wouldn't take the test. Now, Mr. Mendelson said the problems are with a tiny fraction of loan applications, but he also said the ANZ is constantly battling things like payslip fraud that ranges from being unsophisticated to organised crime.
Fraud in general for the bank is a major focus area, be it cyber fraud, be it payslip fraud, be it bank statement fraud. We're seeing even things like salary staging, which is where people who are trying to defraud the bank will set up bank accounts and create legitimate statements, putting money in and out and then presenting those. So I couldn't sit here and tell you that there's any way that we could 100% guarantee that there would not be payslip fraud. If we were to ring every employer, I could say, I work for ANZ, and I could get my friend in the cubicle next to me, give them their number and say, do you work for ANZ? It's part of doing business. It's something that we have an incredible focus on. But the level of sophistication, we go from very unsophisticated to organised crime.
I understand that, and human systems are human systems.
That's the Royal Commissioner Kenneth Hayne there, questioning Guy Mendelson from the ANZ. So, Peter, given these problems with car finance and dodgy practices, is Mr. Mendelson confident that this pretty significant part of the ANZ business has been cleaned up?
Well, that's exactly what Counsel Assisting Albert Donnelly wants to know, given the ANZ's efforts to lift lending standards for its brokers and concerns about poor practices in the industry. And ANZ's Guy Mendelson was initially a bit hesitant to provide an assurance that ANZ was doing the right thing when he was pressed by Albert Donnelly.
With all those changes that you've made sitting here now, though, can you say that the relevant processes that are in place are sufficient to discharge those obligations?
As I said, they've improved, but I can't.
Can you say that they're sufficient to discharge those obligations?
I don't know what the definition of sufficient is.
Well, you're aware of what the responsible lending obligations on the bank
Absolutely.
Are, aren't you?
Absolutely.
And part of that is the reasonable verification of a customer's financial circumstances.
Correct.
You're aware of that?
Correct.
Clearly, income is one of those.
Absolutely.
And can you tell me that the processes as at today are sufficient to discharge ANZ's responsibilities in that regard?
Oh, I don't feel qualified to answer that question.
Well, you're in a very senior role.
We are making best endeavours, but as I've just explained, if someone is staging bank statements and payslips...
I'm not asking you for a guarantee, Mr. Mendelson.
I would say yes.
That's the ANZ executive Guy Mendelson. Peter, the Royal Commission has also been hearing about insurance products that the ANZ now no longer sells.
Yes, and anyone who's bought a new or used car will know all about this. Things like tyre and rim insurance, which is all about the broker getting a commission. Mr. Mendelson says the ANZ decided to stop selling some of these products in 2016 because most customers didn't make claims. The ANZ became uncomfortable about some of these products and it now only sells loan protection insurance and comprehensive car insurance.
Peter Ryan, the ABC senior business correspondent, thank you.